Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And my name is David Sparty Brown, back on the microphone. We've been talking about some pretty serious stuff throughout the evening, from Pearl Harbor Day to kids who need mentors in inner city Detroit. Let's change things up a little bit and have a little bit of fun. I think all of us have been touched by interactive video games or learning games as we see them with our kids or with our families or even experience them ourselves. Well, bet you didn't know that there's a lab at Michigan State University with students and faculty that study these things. And it's indeed a pleasure to welcome Professor Alex Gamas of the MSU Gel Lab. And GEL is an acronym for Games for Entertainment and Learning Lab at Michigan State University. Hello, Alex.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing well, and I probably didn't do justice on that introduction, but what exactly is the GEL Lab, and what do you do?
So we are a laboratory that is housed inside the Communication Arts and Sciences College, and particularly in the Department of Telecommunication, Information Studies, and Media, where I'm a faculty member. What we do is we basically study the uses of video games both for entertainment and beyond entertainment. So, you know, as you know, video games have exploded in terms of, you know, the amount of people that they've reached over the last 20 to 30 years. They've transformed from this little niche market where people used to see it as, you know, some adolescent boys sitting in his mom's basement, to a really massive mainstream form of entertainment where, you know, billions of dollars are being sold worldwide in terms of video games. And with that expansion, there's been, of course, an expansion in the uses for video games. So at the GEL Lab, we study, you know, the impact that games are having now in society in all sorts of areas, from, you know, entertainment to education to the training of professional disciplines to communication and so on and so forth.
Well, really, the games that many kids and indeed adults are playing today have an awful lot to do with the kind of training they have in their professional careers.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one of the things that we have started to look at very recently in the area where I specialize is in games and learning, and in what ways are games shaping the way we learn in the 21st century. We have found that, you know, modern video games implement such complex simulations of the world, where you have everything from, you know, racing games that have very accurate automobile physics, to very sophisticated puzzle games where now you're having to navigate whole cities and optimize your routes from point A to point B, make very complex decisions using a lot of complex information. And so as we start examining the psychology of learning that happens in these games, we also start understanding the way that psychology is similar to the kind of psychology that is needed in professions in the 21st century, where, you know, now you go into anything from, you know, doing engineering work where you have to do this very, very complex and sophisticated models of, you know, whether there are mechanical systems in the automotive industry or software systems if you're doing something like IT, all the way to, you know, the stock market where, you know, models for buying and selling securities and so on are being run on this very sophisticated and complex computer systems. And so the practice and the ways of learning that are happening in video games in many ways resemble the types of learning that are necessary in these professions today.
Well, what types of specific research activities are you doing within the GEL Lab right now, in addition to the things that you've cited? I'm looking at your website, for example, and I see that you're doing something called Olympus that has to do with a 3D role modeling.
Yes, so part of one of the areas that we're starting to explore and that has been picking up over the last few years is games as a way to encourage people to do exercise and to practice healthy habits. The Mount Olympus experiment is basically an experiment on creating a game where people will actually use the new what I call motion interfaces. So like the Nintendo Wii, where you have a remote control where you know that you move around literally physically, or the new Xbox Kinect, where your body actually becomes control, and using those to create games that will encourage populations that are traditionally that don't get that many opportunities to do exercise, to actually practice the exercise regularly. And the idea is to tap into an area that we have found is very powerful in games, which is the motivation, the way that games motivate people to engage in the activity over extended periods of time. When you think about it, when you look at kids today, and an average teenager will sit on, a couple of hundred hours on a AAA title today, just playing through it. But at the same time, those same teenagers are not spending that amount of time doing exercise. So we're trying to figure out, are these new games that actually implement motion engaging people in the same kinds of ways? And if they are, what benefits to their health are happening from them?
Well, it sounds as though that this is a real growth area generally, but also for Michigan State University research.
Absolutely. I mean, we're getting all sorts of really interesting projects going on. Everything from examining the psychological aspects to the health aspects to the policy aspects, and of course the policy implications of this new medium.
Well, I have buried in my basement one of the first edition Atari machines. My mother told me back then I spent way too much time on it. I beg to differ, Mother. Alex, thank you ever so much. How can people find out more about the Gel Lab?
Well, probably the best way to do it is just to, if they go to the MSU website, or to gel.msu.edu.
That's G-E-L.
gel.msu.edu. It will take it to the Gel Lab website. Or they can also look up Serious Games, because that's another acronym.
Alex,
that we have going on.
Thank you ever so much. We do appreciate it. Assistant Professor, Department of Telecommunications at Michigan State University. Well, that does it for me. I've had a blast hosting these last couple of days. Thanks to all of our guests, including Dr. Roger Rosentrader, John Braccio, Rick Mason, Chef David Brown, and Kia Boyd and Alex Gamas, our games guru, one of several fine faculty folk over in the Department of Telecommunications. And I want to give a special shout out to Scott Eckersley. He's held my hand throughout the last 2 days, and he's been very patient with me. Thanks, Scott. I hope we have a chance to work again in the future. And my name is David Sparty Brown. Go Green!